USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hardline Republican immigration bill in the U.S. House is dead, failing on a vote of 193 to 231 yesterday. And more than 40 Republicans joined all Democrats in voting no on it. Then a vote on a more moderate bill was being considered, originally for today. But Republican Representative Mike McCall of Texas says now,
we're basically going to put this vote off until next week. This will give us time, I think, to work out our differences.
This morning, President Trump tweets, quote, Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and Congress members in November, adding we can pass great legislation after the red wave. The European Union may today announce new tariffs on a wide range of American products in retaliation for the president's tariffs on foreign-made steel and aluminum. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family. But last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The National Park Service has approved a request for what organizers are calling a white civil rights rally to be held across the street from the White House. That rally at Lafayette Square would come a year after demonstrators and counter-protesters battled it out in Charlottesville, Virginia, leaving one woman dead. A National Park Service spokesman says the agency's main goals are to ensure the safety of the public and protection of park resources.
We're almost 20% into the 21st century, but we're still dealing with a government that is from the early 20th century.
And with those words, White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney yesterday outlined President Trump's vision of merging the U.S. Departments of Education and Labor into a single department.
That makes tremendous sense, because what are they both doing? They're doing the same thing. They're trying to get people ready for the workforce.
Congress would have a major say in any such reorganization, if it happens at all. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
16 inches of rain and counting in the border town of McAllen, Texas since Monday, where streets have been turned into rivers and cars have been floating away. It's one of several border towns in South Texas where those heavy rains have been forcing hundreds of people from their homes. Emergency crews rescuing over 150 people. Forecasters say the region should finally start drying out later today. Indiana abortion laws are now facing a new legal challenge. Two health care providers and one abortion provider yesterday filing lawsuits in Indianapolis against several abortion laws in that state. The suit challenging Indiana's regulation of abortion clinics and the state's ban on telemedicine abortions, as well as Indiana's parental consent law. Women in Saudi Arabia finally getting driving privileges. This coming Sunday, women have been banned from driving in that kingdom since 1957. The ban was lifted last year by King Salman as part of the royal family's plan to try to modernize that oil-rich nation. And a new study claims drinking coffee is a good way to have a healthy heart. These German researchers say drinking 4 to 5 cups of coffee a day seems to be best at improving what they call the powerhouses of cells, which seem to be protective, particularly of the heart. The study is published in the journal PLOS Biology. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.